Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
It's good that you're here. Boy, we got a lot of good stuff today, huh? We are stacked and packed. And coming up in an hour, this is my personal favorite story of the day. It was the first thing I saw this morning in the El Segundo Times. They had a story on the squatter hunter. If you have a squatter in your house, this man will go in your home and squat with the other guy and convince him that he ought to move. The squatter hunter is named Flash Shelton. And he charges money, charges good money for this. But if you were on vacation or you left your house behind because you moved into a new one and it was not inhabited for a time, squatters are moving in by the hundreds. Well, the squatter hunter, Flash Shelton, will take care of business for you.
Ouch!
Yes, that's what he does. But first, this was also a big story that broke this morning. The Federal Aviation Administration sent dozens of auditors to Boeing and Spirit Aerospace. Spirit manufactures the fuselage for the Boeing jets, and then Boeing assembles it at their factory in Renton, Washington. Well, at Boeing, the FAA conducted 89 product audits, and Boeing failed 33 of them. And at Spirit Aerosystems, there were 13 audits, and Spirit failed 7 of those. Now we know why door plugs are blowing out of the sky, among other things. Let's go to Alex Stone from ABC News, who's put all this together. Alex, how are you?
I want that name. What was his name? Flash?
Flash Shelton.
Wouldn't that be a great name?
It's a great
Flash Cobell.
Great disc jockey name.
Flash Stone.
Yeah.
I want that name.
Flash Stone. We'll call you
that. There we go. That works. It's either a porn star or a DJ. I don't know. So what this is, that the FAA went in to both Boeing and to Spirit Aerosystems and watched what they were doing and began auditing. They did a 6-week audit, and at least according to some inside documents New York Times got, and the FAA has somewhat confirmed that all of these mistakes and failures were being made. This was after the blowout of the door on the Alaska Airlines plane, when the NTSB believes that there were no bolts on that door while that plane was flying, and that the bolts had been taken off the door in the factory to work on some rivets next to the door. They put it back on. They did not document what they had done, which worries the FAA. There was no documentation that they had taken it off, what they had done, how they put it back on. The bolts weren't on there. So that doesn't exist, according to Boeing, any of the documentation, and it prompted the audits that they're doing. And the head of the FAA saying,
following the incident, the FAA took immediate action to increase its oversight activities, and we will continue to put safety first.
So they went into the factories at Boeing and Spirit, and they found problems that at Spirit AeroSystems, which used to be a part of Boeing but is now its own company, but there may be work to get them back into Boeing. Their factory is in Wichita, and they make the 737 fuselage there. Then it's put onto trains, and it goes to Renton, Washington, and they build the aircraft there. But at the Spirit plant, they found things like workers using Dawn liquid soap to seal and lubricate a door to get it to go in. They saw workers using a hotel key card to test a seal on one of the doors to see if it was really shut and really sealed. And these are problems. That is not how the aviation system is supposed to go.
That's not standard protocol to slide a hotel card?
Without the Dawn, you know, the door won't go in. Let's lubricate this thing and put Dawn liquid soap on there. So the FAA, they say that they identified non-compliance issues in the manufacturing process, parts handling and storage, and product control. They won't confirm the actual numbers, but at least from the New York Times, what they've got is Boeing failing 33 of those 89 audits, and then a fair number over at Spirit as well. So this is in line with, you know, Boeing says that they are working on their manufacturing process. They're making changes. They've changed out the leadership of it. That this is rebuilding what Boeing is and the planes that they make and how they do it. But this just adds to everything else that has been going on with Boeing over the last couple of weeks. The incidents going on, the door blowing out, now the issues of that they're not going to be able to get the MAX 10 probably certified when they want it, and they're slow on the other MAX aircraft and producing them. That's impacting the airlines now. It has been a rough couple of weeks at Boeing.
Southwest and United is going to be halting hiring because they're not getting the new planes from Boeing.
Yeah, Southwest said today, and then United said last week, they've got to freeze pilot hiring and flight attendant hiring because they're not going to have the aircraft to fly the flights that they wanted to fly. And today, Southwest, they were saying that they're going to be updating their 2024 forecast. They thought they were going to get 79 new MAX aircraft this year. Boeing has now told them they're going to get 46. That's a big difference. You ordered and thought you were going to get 79, but you're going to get 46. So Southwest is saying, sorry, we're freezing pilot hiring. They had been doing a lot of hiring, really expanding the flight network. United, the same thing. And now they're saying, all right, freeze it. We're not going to have the planes to put these pilots and flight attendants into. And they're going to hold it where it is right now until they know when they're going to get more aircraft. There is reporting out there today that United is now considering canceling its MAX 10 plans because they don't know when that plane is going to be certified. There is the MAX 8 and the MAX 9 right now. The MAX 10 has not yet been certified. And the United may go with Airbus, the A321neo, that they may at this point just say, you know what? They can get Neos. They're high tech. People love them.
And trust
them. They don't have all these problems, and they'll just go over to Airbus.
How many defects are flying around in the sky right now?
Well, the FAA will tell you that they have done the inspections, that they are now certain that the door plugs are safe.
I know, but did they do inspections on the 33 failed?
There's no way to really know. If it's something in the factory that is a one-off, if they were using Dawn liquid detergent to Dawn soap to seal something up, to lubricate it, they don't know. Was that a systemic on every plane problem? Was that a only in the FAA inspector happened to see that one moment, and what else was going on? And for years ago, there were issues with 787s coming off the line in Charleston, where they make the Dreamliner now, where they were finding Coke cans and debris and tools in them. And the question was, how does this go into service where you look under a hatch and there's Coke cans sitting in there, that that's not cleaned out, that that's allowed in there, that this isn't some kind of sterile process. So it's not totally new, but this is now in the spotlight, and the FAA is saying they better clean it up.
Wow. This is scary. Alex, excellent. Thank you for coming on.
You got it.
And going through all that. We have a lot more to explain beyond what Alex just went through. And also, we have to get to the Boeing whistleblower who allegedly committed suicide on Saturday. He was found dead in South Carolina, and he was in the middle of depositions in a lawsuit. He'd been a whistleblower against Boeing for quite some time. And there was he had filed a retaliation lawsuit against Boeing, and it was over the production of the 787 Dreamliner plane. And the 787 was the one that took the nosedive between Australia and New Zealand. And that just happened a couple of days ago. And you hear this, and everybody I know that I talked to today, just randomly, when I brought up this guy, and they said, oh, it wasn't a suicide. Now, the police are saying it was a suicide, and he left a note. But somebody said, no, this is another Jeffrey Epstein. We'll talk about all this. This is a pretty rich and frightening story. Deborah, you planning? Did you buy your tickets already?
I did.
For your trip?
I did.
Did you check? What
no,
plane do you
I
have?
I forgot. I'm going to check tonight. I can't believe I totally forgot. But can I just say, why is Boeing worrying about the MAX 10? They need to worry about, the company needs to worry about all of its current planes.
Yeah.
Right? Let's not focus on the future. Let's figure out what's going on right now.
Yeah. Well, they didn't see this coming. You had to have a lot of executives who bought into the idea that we just got to shove the planes out the door no matter what. Nobody slows down the production line for any reason. We'll get into it coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand, also on the iHeart app. You may see this video on the TV news today. We're going to talk to Blake Trolley about it at 1:30. 32-year-old woman, East Los Angeles, manager of a beauty store. She's in critical condition. She got slammed to the ground during a robbery last week, and it was on surveillance cameras, and it was quite frightening and violent, and Blake's got the story for us in a matter of minutes. Now, we just had Alex Stone on with this Boeing situation, which gets weirder and scarier like twice a day. And if you're just joining us, the FAA, according to the New York Times, conducted 89 product audits that looks at aspects of the production process. So I guess 89 different stations at Boeing. It's the factory in Renton, Washington. They failed 33 out of 89. They failed 33 out of 89. And they also conducted 13 audits at Spirit AeroSystems, which makes the fuselage, the body of this 737 MAX plane, which was the model that had the door plug blowout. 13 audits, 7 fails. So at the assembly factory in Renton, Washington, Boeing failed 33 out of 89. At the manufacturing factory for Spirit AeroSystems, they failed 7 out of 13. And just to reiterate some of the stuff that Alex mentioned, the FAA, they watched mechanics at Spirit use a hotel key card to check a door seal. But that action was not identified or documented in the production order. Now, is that some alternative test method that they use to see if a door seal holds? You stick a credit card in it or a bank card? And then Spirit saw mechanics applied liquid Dawn soap to a door seal as a lubricant. Then it was cleaned with a wet cheesecloth, and the instructions were vague and unclear as to what kind of actions are to be followed or recorded by the mechanic. It seems that people were just making up protocols on how to manufacture and assemble the planes, and nobody was writing anything down. Hey, whatever works to get the plane off the production line. And then you have John Barnett. And boy, this is either terrible timing or this is a very frightening twist. John Barnett is a 62-year-old guy. He was found dead at a hotel in South Carolina on Saturday in his vehicle. Self-inflicted gunshot wounds, so they say. He was in the middle of depositions because he'd filed a retaliation lawsuit against Boeing. For years, he'd been going public with descriptions of what went on at Boeing factories, and Boeing started retaliating against him. This is according to Barnett. So Barnett filed a lawsuit in February of this year saying it had undermined his career because of the whistleblowing. Now, here are some of the things he has said over time. Let's see. Let's give you this little timeline here. In April 2019, John Barnett tells the New York Times that Boeing repeatedly ignored safety concerns from workers so they could keep pushing out the Dreamliner planes. That's the 787 that took the nosedive for a bit in Australia. That's April of 2019. November 29, Barnett told the BBC that up to a quarter of the oxygen systems on the Dreamliners may be faulty and not work when needed. He said faulty parts were deliberately fitted to planes to keep the production line going. January 2024, whistleblower goes on TMZ and said that corner cutting was all over the place. This is after the door plug blew out. And then last month, Barnett files a lawsuit against Boeing. This month, Department of Justice launched a criminal investigation into Boeing, into the blowout. And then over the weekend, John Barnett is found dead in his truck. Now, he was in the middle of depositions. He was talking to lawyers just in the last week. Did he finally crack under the pressure? Made him crazy? Or, I don't think it's unreasonable just to wonder whether somebody took him out, set him up. That's... Barnett had said, what we're seeing with the door plug blowout is what I've seen with the rest of the airplane as far as jobs not completed properly. We have a little clip of him. Why don't we play it and you'll get the gist. This is John Barnett on
the TMZ. FAA is saying that the plane is now safe to fly. What do you say?
One, this is not a 737 problem. It's a Boeing problem. And I know the FAA's gone in and they've done due diligence and inspections to assure that the door plugs of the 737 are installed properly and the fasteners are torqued properly. But my concern is, what's the rest of the airplane? What's the rest of the condition of the airplane? And the reason my concern for that is, back in 2012, Boeing started removing inspection operations off their jobs. So it left the mechanics to buy off their own work. So what we're seeing with the door plug blowout is what I've seen with the rest of the airplane as far as jobs not being completed properly, inspection steps being removed, issues being ignored. My concerns are with the 737 and the 787 because those programs have really embraced the theory that quality is overhead and non-value added. So those two programs have really put a strong effort into removing quality from the process. When I first started working at Charleston, I was in charge with pushing back defects to our suppliers. And what that meant was I'd take a group of inspectors and actually go to the supplier and inspect their product before they sent it in. Well, I'd taken a team of four inspectors to Spirit AeroSystems to inspect the 41 section before they sent it to Charleston. And we found 300 defects. Some of them were significant that needed engineering intervention. When I returned to Charleston, my senior manager told me that we had found too many defects and he was going to take the next trip. So the next trip he went on, he took two of my inspectors. And when they got back, they were given accolades for only finding 50 defects. So I pulled that inspector aside and I said, did Spirit really clean up their act that quick? That don't sound right. And she was mad. She said, no, said the two inspectors were given 2 hours to inspect the whole 41 section and they were kicked off the airplane.
Wow, this is total corruption then. That is the late John Barnett, who allegedly killed himself over the weekend in the middle of a deposition. He's suing Boeing for retaliation because he kept doing interviews like that one, telling the truth and what's going on. He doesn't sound crazy. He was laying things out in a very detailed manner, clearly knew what he was talking about. So they got rid of quality control inspectors 12 years ago and told the mechanics to certify their own work. Wow, that is deep rot and corruption. We'll have more on it later in the show. We've got Blake Trolley coming up to talk about that woman who's in bad condition after being robbed. She's a manager of a beauty store, and she got thrown hard to the ground. We'll talk with Blake.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yes, and coming up after 2 o'clock, you're going to want to hear this man. His name's Flash Shelton. Flash Shelton is the squatter hunter. If squatters enter your home while you left it unattended, he will come and squat with them and somehow convince them that maybe they ought to go. He's charging good money for this. And it's become a business, a real legitimate business. It's great stories in the El Segundo Times this morning. Flash Shelton we'll be talking to, and I believe we're doing an Instagram Live on that, correct?
Out!
All right.
Yes, we are.
Blake Trolley with KFI News is coming on here. There's a terrible video that you can see on any of the news channels. This happened in Commerce. The a woman who's a manager at a beauty store got thrown to the ground hard, and she's in bad shape. It was a robbery. Four women. Let's see what Blake can tell us.
Yeah, John, this is a paramount example of how dangerous things become when desperate store employees try to stop smash-and-grab robbers. And it sounds like in this case, this employee may have been fed up with the constant shoplifting at her store. As you mentioned there, last week, four female robbers tried taking off from M Beauty when a 32-year-old female manager tried to stop them. This was all caught on video. The women pushed the manager, dragged her by her hair, and threw her to the ground. The store's owner, Daniel Min, says the manager, who had prior medical issues, tried to get up. She then collapsed after the impact, and that left her unconscious for a couple of days.
Our family members and some of our employees, we all went to the hospital for that first couple of days just to make sure we're waiting for her to open her eyes. And everyone's very worried, but after she regained consciousness, we're just hoping for a full recovery and to get better.
And what I mentioned there, John, was that the store here, and I want to go straight to this, it sounds like this store has been dealing with constant shoplifting. Talking to Min earlier today, he immediately got into some of his frustrations with the state of shoplifting in L.A. County. Yeah, so you're saying that you think the current DA needs to go.
Yes, I mean, even the law enforcement, they're frustrated with the DA. They would make all these arrests of whatever, druggies, felonies, whatever it is, and they take them to court, and all those charges get dropped. It seems like the only thing
really
that the DA cares about is if someone gets murdered, and that should not, that is not how it should be.
Do you think this case really points to a need for him to need to go? When you say he needs to go, do you think this case is paramount in making that call?
No, I think it's been his track record with previous cases, with how he's been handling everything. As a DA, you should be able to. You're representing the rest of the community and making sure that these people who violate the laws, they get the proper punishments. But clearly, this isn't being handled correctly.
And Min tells me, John, that his store is dealing with shoplifting just about every other day. So when we think about this manager stepping in the way, likely she was frustrated with becoming a regular occurrence.
So Commerce, is that sheriff's deputy territory for L.A. County?
Yeah, so this is being handled by the East L.A. County Sheriff's Department. So they're looking for these four women and trying to take them.
Okay, so it's prosecuted. It's sent off to Gascon. And so they've sent in multiple suspects, and Gascon doesn't prosecute any of them.
Well, in this case, they haven't actually made the arrests yet, but I do want to go.
Right, but I mean, what that guy was saying, the manager, in past burglaries, if some of the burglars were caught, some of the robbers were caught, the prosecutions didn't go anywhere because of Gascon.
That's what it sounds like. Let's go to this, John. This is him detailing that issue a little bit more with me.
PST from all these events that's been occurring regularly in California.
Have your stores been hit before? This store, has it been hit before? I think you have some other locations as well. Have they been hit before?
Yes. It's happening almost every other day, and it's been getting ridiculous. We call the police. They do their part in doing detective work. They would do the research, look into it, and they would come back to us saying that, you know, we'll arrest them, but they go to court and they just get released the same day.
So right from the horse's mouth, I wanted to go straight there. And, yeah. You know, John, just walking around the neighborhood this morning, I was talking to people, and one of there was a couple pieces of general consensus that I got today in Commerce. One is that crime and homelessness has really become rampant in the last couple of years. I did see a lot of homeless people, and I also notably saw a lot of graffiti in the neighborhood surveying other businesses. So today I was walking down the street where this happened, and this happened in a very commercial area. This beauty store is right next to a McDonald's, just across the street. There's a Target, and there's just a lot of, I mean, there's a Ross nearby, there's a strip mall just down the street. Again, this is a very commercial area. I went a few businesses up. This guy doesn't want his business identified, but he said, yeah, crime in this area has gotten really bad. He said, in fact, burglars broke into my business last night and stole $1,000. So just this morning, me walking around the neighborhood and talking to people, I got that story.
All right, Blake, thank you. Very good.
All right, thanks, John.
Blake Trolley, KFI News, on this robbery and this brutal attack against a beauty store manager in the city of Commerce in East Los Angeles. This is governed by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, and they bring the suspects to be charged to court, and George Gascon lets them go. No charges. And this is what is so frustrating and baffling. You saw the public, you know, Gascon got 24% of the vote, which is a pretty poor showing in the DA's primary, and he's going to face off against Nathan Hochman. But I can't believe he would get 24% of the vote. There's so many people who are getting affected by the rampant crime that's directly the cause of Gascon's leniency. They're not having this problem in Orange County. Todd Spitzer. Todd Spitzer's prosecuting everything. In fact, we got a story about him. We might I'll probably have him on tomorrow, but Spitzer's putting up billboards in L.A. County telling the thieves, don't come to Orange County because we'll prosecute you. You know, you can stay in a place like East L.A. and do all the thieving you want because maybe you get inconvenienced for a few hours, but ultimately, Gascon drops the charges. And, I would love to talk to every single Gascon voter and just play Blake's report. Just play that interview Blake did with the beauty store manager. This is what you want? This is what you voted for? This is the way you think life ought to be? And this poor woman, I mean, she was knocked out for 2 days. That's just intolerable. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with Karen Bass's incompetence, too. That spills over into the surrounding cities. All right. Coming up after 2 o'clock, it's going to be Flash Shelton, the squatter hunter. If you've been squatted, if you have some creepy guy or creepy guys that have moved into your home while you left it unattended, and it's very difficult sometimes to get them removed. You got to go through court. It's a lengthy process. Yeah, squatters. Well, the squatter hunter, he has his way of getting the squatters out. Fascinating story, and we'll talk to him after 2 o'clock.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 2 o'clock, Flash Shelton, the squatter hunter, works out of Woodland Hills.
I wonder if he's a neighbor.
Well, actually, I should slightly correct that. The profile that they did of him centered on a two-story home in Woodland Hills where a squatter had gotten inside. And the squatter hunter shows up. And he's very successful at convincing the squatters that maybe it's time to go. How does he do this? What's the process? In case you come home today and you find someone that you're not related to in your house, you call up this guy, squatter hunter. His name's Flash Shelton. Now, we were just talking about the terrible story in Commerce where this beauty store manager got thrown to the ground, was badly hurt. She was knocked out for 2 days by a gang of thieves. Four women. World is changing. Women are getting just as aggressive as men out there. In fact, there is a story from CNBC. They spent 8 months embedded in law enforcement agencies that are investigating organized theft groups and centering on a woman named Michelle Mack. Now, Michelle is middle-aged, long bleached blonde hair, kind of dumpy. But she's a mastermind. She has made millions of dollars as the head of a crime ring. She sends out her associates, a network of around a dozen women, who go out and they steal stuff like crazy. Now, they're not smash and grabbers. You don't see them on the news. They just work quickly and efficiently and quietly, and they gather up like a lot of beauty supplies, cosmetics from Ulta, Sephora, and they're doing this all over California, Washington, Utah, Oregon, Colorado, all over the West Coast, part of the Midwest, even into the Northeast. Michelle Mack selects the stores to target and what to take, and they go in there and clear out entire shelves of merchandise and then sells them online. And people are buying them at a fraction of the retail price. If you go online to Amazon and you find really good deals on cosmetics, odds are those were stolen.
Uh-oh.
Probably.
No, I buy them at the store.
You're not a receiver of stolen property?
I don't think so.
You might be.
I hope not.
There's many of these rings. Their business is so organized. According to Adam Parks, who's an assistant special agent at Homeland Security Investigations, they've taken all their millions in profits and invested in fleets of trucks, 18-wheelers, filled with pallets, loaded with stolen goods. They have cleaning crews that clean the goods after they're stolen to make them look brand new. Then they put them on Amazon. Then they sell them at flea markets. And CNBC, it was the most sophisticated one that they tracked. And it all centered around this Michelle Mack, who was arrested, taken into custody today. And it's so easy to do that a lot of people are doing it and creating their own mini organizations. And the thing is, if you go into their warehouses, it looks exactly like any other distribution center. From the outside, you can't tell the difference.
Obviously, these people are smart, why don't they put their brains and do something illegal? I mean, something legal instead of illegal.
I think this is so lucrative.
Yeah, I know, but there are plenty of other things they could do. Don't they have morals? Don't they feel bad? Aren't they guilty? Don't they feel guilty?
Yeah.
What's wrong with these people?
Do you know what sociopaths are? It must be pretty cool to be a sociopath because you just do whatever you want.
Right.
And you don't care. There's no guilt, no remorse. You don't feel bad.
I can't imagine.
You just take stuff.
Life, well, I mean, yeah, I'd sleep better at night, right?
Yeah, you would. These people sleep great. People like you with morals, with a conscience. You're up all night. All right, when we come back, Flash Shelton. He's the squatter hunter. The El Segundo Times did a rare good story today. And what he does is if you call him and say there's a squatter in my house and you're willing to pay his price, he'll come to your house. And in most cases, he convinces the squatter that maybe this isn't a good idea.
In a gentle way, I'm sure.
Well, we'll see what his method is. See what secrets he's willing to share with us. So he's next, right after Deborah's News, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.